Okay, today's daf Lamed Zayin, or Lamed Vav Amud Beis, by the three lines from the bottom, by the two dots. Today's shiur is sponsored by Brachy and Kenny Norensberg. Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov Ben Shal Pinchas, Shalom Shetav and Leah. Here we go. We are up to the two dots where it said, Amr Biosi, Kei Tehala Osa Schor B'Parasa Shal Chaveiro. Rabbi Yossi said, if Reuven rents a cow to Shimon, and then Shimon lends it to Levi, the Tanakhama had held, and then dies, Shimon, the renter, swears it died normally, and then the owner's out of luck. So Rabbi Yossi says, how could that be fair? How could that be? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, Halacha like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Lev of Shmuel, by Yehuda, Lev Yehuda, Amar Tala Meshmeh to Shmuel, we said in Shmuel's name, Cholek Hoi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi even agreed, Af Barishona, even in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, which was the first Mishnah, not the first Mishnah of the Masechta, the first Mishnah of the Perek. The first Mishnah of the Perek was that Hamafkid Eitzel, right? There's a Mafkid here, there's a guy who's watching an item for someone else, and something happened to it. So it's Fielder's choice. The Meshomer can either swear, or pay. Right? He can either swear or pay. Says so even Rabbi Yossi held. How can he? And what happens if he swears? I'm sorry. What happens if the shomer pays? He gets the kafel. Right. Rabbi Yossi says not true. Even in the first mission, Rabbi Yossi argues. Why should he get the kafel? Just because he paid? So pay him back and give the owner the kafel. Why should he get the kafel? Even Rabbi Yossi disputed even that. And halacha kamoso. Oh, wait, halacha kamoso. Is halacha like him or not? Even there. And our Mishnah, for sure, like him. Our Mishnah, we see so egregious, so unfair that the owner gets.
Even though we had one shot.
Right, but it's not fair. The Rebbe says it's not fair. Now we all understand. But the first Mishnah of the Perek, why not? He's the one who becomes the owner by paying. So Amalei Chalak Rebbe Yossi Af Barishona, and the Halacha Kamosa Af Barishona. He argued, and we talk a pasuk like that. Itmar Nami. Similarly, Amar Belazar, Chalakai Rabbi Yossi Af Barishona, Chalakai Kamosu Af Barishona. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Modah Rabbi Yossi Barishona, Rabbi Yossi admitted Shekvar Shilem, where he paid. If the Shomer paid, then Rabbi Yossi would agree he's entitled to the Kefil. Shilem in, Lo Shilem Lo, that means if he paid, yeah, and if he didn't pay, no. Vamar of Chibar Abba Amar Biyochanan, Lo Shilem Shilem Mamish. Shilem means Mamish. Doesn't mean mamish. Elakivin sha'amar harini mishalim. Once he said, I will pay. Afal pi shalosh shilim, even if he didn't yet pay. Lo shilim, afal pi shalosh shilim. In other words, we learned, you don't have to pay. What do you have to do? You have to say you're going to pay. So again, same thing we had in the Mishnah. So if Yossi means to say you have to actually pay, we didn't learn the Mishnah like that. So the question is, you're right. Ema modahai Rabbi Yossi b'rishona shekfar omer harenim mashalim. Right? Change it to say that Rabbi Yossi agreed that if you say you're going to pay, it's good enough. So basically, the machlok is how we learn Rabbi Yossi. Either Rabbi Yossi disputed the Mishnah, or we didn't dispute the first Mishnah. Okay. New Mishnah. Ready? Amar l'shnayim. If a guy says to two people, Gazalti le'echad mikem, I stole from one of you, but the ani yodea eizu mikem, I don't know which one. I stole from one of you, but I don't know which one. And now here I am, what am I doing here now? What's this guy doing here? He's coming to make good, right? We're going to say he's doing tshuva. So I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. Oh, or, this O is going to be a problem, because it's not talking about a gneiva now. Oh, or, the father of one of you came to drop off a deposit by me. I don't know who it was. Was it your father or was it your father? I just don't know. So what's the halacha? In both cases, what's the halacha? No saying lazeh mana, vilazeh mana. Each one you have to give a mana. In both cases, in the case of the father and in the case of the theft, you have to give him mana, right? Why? Shahodim mi piatzmo, because he admitted it on his own. The guy admitted it. The guy walks up to Besdin and says, "I stole." It's one of those two. They both houses look so much alike. I don't know which one it was. You have to pay both of them. One of these guys' fathers came to drop off something. I don't know which one. You have to pay both of them. Shnayim shehefkidu etel echad. Two people drop off a deposit by Reuven. Zem moneh v'zem masayim. This one drops off 100. This one drops off 200. Zeh omer sheli masayim v'zeh omer sheli masayim. This one says the 200's mine, and this one says another 200's mine. What do? No saying l'zeh moneh v'l'zeh moneh. You give each one a moneh. What about the third moneh? The third 100. V'ashar yemunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. The third one you wait for Eliyahu Hanavi.
Even though for sure somebody's lying.
What?
Somebody's lying.
For sure. Someone's lying. We don't know. Right? We don't know what to do with it. So therefore, since we don't know what to do with it, we would put it away for Eliyahu Hanavi. Right? The Rambam has a lashon in Hilchos She'ela U'Pikadon, Perakei Halacha Dalet. He says, Yehin munach etzlo ad le'olam. Does that mean le'olam forever? So the Sma says, it doesn't mean le'olam forever. It means, first of all, Eliyahu Hanavi is before forever. Right? Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come. And, in other words, it stays there for a long, when he says le'olam, it means a very long time. And hopefully the liar will fess up, or he won't even come to be a rabbi. He won't even come to make a false claim, because he knows he's never getting the money. If you make a false claim like that, you're not seeing that money. It's going to get put aside. All you're doing is preventing the other guy from getting it. That's all you're doing. So, either one of those two reasons, don't do it, you're not going to gain. Now, the Rabbi Chanan says, what does it mean when Eliyahu Hanavi comes? What does this mean when Eliyahu Hanavi comes? It's magic? Eliyahu Hanavi is going to magically decide who owns the money? No. There's no magic like that. Right? He says a very funny thing. Shitochen levoyer kavonas ha-mishma ad yovo Eliyahu she'ein pirusha shal yo yinem and levaro lonu mihefkir ha-masayim. Eliyahu Hanavi doesn't have any clue. What does he know? How does he know? He doesn't know. Ela mitoch sheyavu Eliyahu. People are going to be so overwhelmed that Eliyahu Hanavi is coming. Yod haran atzmo. He's going to do it on his own. Why? Sheyizvayesh l'ramos b'fnei Eliyahu. In front of Eliyahu Hanavi, he's going to lie. Right? All these cases are going to come before Eliyahu. He doesn't know. How does he know? It's not magic. People are not going to lie to Eliyahu Hanavi. Aval olam yesh lomar she'ein b'kocho shel Eliyahu levarer shel mi hamane. How does he know? It's a very rational approach. How does he know? Right? How does he know? Right? He knows who really is the liar. He has no clue. What's going to happen? No one's going to lie to Eliyahu Hanavi. It's all right. That's not going to happen. Kibush yitzikam l'kachshon eidim. You need two eidim for this. You need two eidim. Eliyahu Hanavi is not two eidim. Umakom she'ein eidim ein navi neman. You don't have two eidim, you don't believe a navi. So what's pshat? People on their own naturally decide to be honest. Okay? Now, you touched on what Rabbi Yossi is going to say right now. You touched on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, one of you did. Rabbi Yossi, im kain, ma hifsid haramai. What does the Ramai lose by being a liar? Even though the Rambam already alluded to that, what he loses. Really, they don't lose anything. If you think about it, what the Rambam said is true, what the Sma said is true, but it's only to a certain level. You're not gaining. You're never going to gain. You're never going to get that third 100. What does he lose? What does the Rambam lose? He loses, what does he lose? That the other guy doesn't get it. So? Right, we said that's an incentive, that's a lie. That's what the Sma said. It's an incentive because, you're not gaining, you're never getting that third 100. But the Rambam says, what is he losing? I'm not losing anything. Yeah.
Want something at it. You'd rather have something than nothing.
Right. Does that Rabbi Yossi Shita? Rabbi Yossi, MK, Mahifsid Haramai. What did the guy lose? What did he lose by doing this? Therefore, El HaKol Yeh Munachat Yehovah Eliyahu. The whole thing goes to Eliyahu Hanavi.
Then you would fight the other guy, and then you're thinking that maybe somehow he's going to lose it.
No, not that he fight. No, so.
He's going to lose everything, so therefore he's going to admit.
What? We'll get to Rabbi Yossi in a minute. Before we get to Rabbi Yossi, one thing on the Rabbanan. How come in the first mission of the Masechta, we said, Shnayim Ozen Batalis, two people walk in holding a talis, you split it in half. Talking over here, we don't split it in half. So? So? No, what do you mean? Each said it's all mine, each said Kula Shali, and he said Kula Shali, and we said Yachloku. We said you have to swear that not less is it. Then you split in half. I said, come over here, you don't split in half. So Rashi answered that question. Rashi said, we don't say Yachloku if one of you is for sure a liar. By the case of the talis, it was possible that they're both not liars. They both really thought they got to that for a second. They both thought that. Right? It was possible, we said it was possible that them both believe, I'm not lying, it's really mine. I picked it up before. The other one says, no, I picked it up before. It could be they're both telling the truth. Obviously, one of them is wrong. Not one of them is a liar. Right? You got this. Who got there first, right? Who finished the race first? You need a videotape to see who finished it first. So close. Each one not necessarily lying. So then Rashi said, then we said Yachloku. Over here, someone's for sure lying. You don't say Yachloku, someone's for sure lying. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos is a similar idea. Tosfos says, we only say Yachloku if it could be similar, that they're both true. Similar idea. It could be they're both true. Over here, it can't be they're both true. In the case of the talis, we had said it's physically, theoretically possible it could be both telling the truth. Same idea. If one of them is for sure not telling the truth, we don't say Yachloku. So that's why we don't say Yachloku. Now, what's Rabbi Yossi Shita? So, the Gemara said that... Now, why does Rabbi Yossi here says, nobody gets it. Nobody gets a penny. Right? So the way Tosos explains Rabbi Yossi, that it's a knas over here. It's a knas. It's a knas. Simple knas. Why are we making such a harsh knas? Because not only are you not getting the extra that you're lying about, you're not even getting what's rightfully yours. You said he's messing up the other guy. Well, who cares about the other guy? Obviously he doesn't care. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a crook. He doesn't care about the other guy. Right? He's losing his own. That's why we also saw Machmir. We want you to realize, if you come up with a lie like this, you're not even getting what's rightfully yours. That's a very, 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 very steep knas. Even your own money you're going to lose. So you better be careful. Forget the other guy. You don't care about the other guy. He's just trying to steal his money. Right? Who cares about the other guy? You're losing your own money. What can we do? What can we do? We want to. But anyway, this guy's a liar. Yes, so the innocent person is losing his money, 100%. But these are the facts on the ground. These are the facts we're dealing with. So we could do one of two things. We could encourage the guy to ma'hif sid ramai. He's not losing a thing. Let him try. You know what? You walk into the door with that kind of claim, you're not getting a penny. The innocent person's also losing. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? We're not rewarding people. We're not rewarding bad behavior. Right? So people have bad behavior. They try to rip off other people. They're going to lose everything. The innocent person is also losing. What can I tell you? What can we do? That's life. That would hopefully encourage the rabbi not to lie. Okay? Now, the Mishnah says the exact same thing in another case. V'chein, shnei kelim, two kelim. Echad yafa mona, one's worth $100. V'echad yafa elef zuz, and one's worth $1,000. Ze omer yafa shali. One says $1,000 one is mine. Ze omer yafa shali. And the other one says $1,000 one is mine. No saying it's a katan echad mehem. For the $100 one, you give to one of them. Vaha umitocha gadol, and umitocha gadol, and from the big one, Rashi says, yishberenu, you break it. Says the Evel Rishonim, what do you mean? If it's a glass vase, you break it, it's not worth 2 cents. What do you mean? You're going to break it and give it out? It's not worth anything. That's $1,000 vase. So you're going to break it, we're going to give you $100 worth of the broken pieces. And the other 900 we're going to put away to Eliyahu HaNavi. It's not worth 2 cents. What's Rashi talking about? So Rashi meant, if it could be broken in such a way, you could have a gold bar, we'll slice off the gold, and that you can have. Possible to have cases where, right? Possible to have cases of diamonds. So we'll take off one of the diamonds and give it to him. And the rest of it we'll put away. But you can't break it. All the Rishonim say, it's a very difficult sheet that Rashi says. That Rashi can't mean that in all cases. It's a glass vase. If a glass kli that you break, becomes worthless. Can't be pshat that you break in all cases. What must it be? If it's possible for it to break and you can do this, you can do it. And if not, not. And if we're going to have it on the base today, it's going to seem to imply that the Gemara seems to hold you break it, And we're going to see that, no, it doesn't mean you break it. Most people would prefer, I'd rather have the vase than sell the vase and give me, vase worth $1,000. So what are you going to do? If you break the vase, you give me $100. The vase is worthless if you break it. So what do you sell the vase, give him $100, and then the other $900 we put away till the other one becomes. Right? Most people, the Gemara assumes, would prefer to have the vase. They prefer to have the vase and have the money. The reason why they have the vase, right? They bought the vase because they want a vase. So they don't want to lose that vase. They prefer to have the money. That is considered a chasaron. In other words, the fact that they have to take the money instead of the vase, that is in itself a yerida, right? That's a second choice. We can see it on the base. When we talk about from the big, no saying to make cotton l'sheni. You give the portion to the second guy, equal of the other kli, meaning $100. Vashar, the other 900, yemunachat shiavu eliyahu. That you put away? We don't know who belongs to. Amar Rabbi Yossi, imkein my hifs to the Rami. Again, what did Rami lose? What did Rami lose? They're trying this. No, the whole vase is mine. What do you lose? Therefore, el hakol yemunachat shiavu eliyahu. The whole thing gets put away for eliyahu anavi. Okay? Where?
In this case.
No, the case of the Kli?
Well, yeah.
No, so according to Rabbi Yossi, you get zero. But it's not his. One of them's lying.
Right.
We don't know which one. One of you is lying. It can't be worth
giving them
like $300 here.
You're not giving a lie when he claimed 200. You're giving 100. You're not giving him what he claimed.
No, but what does he lose by making this false claim? What does he lose? He doesn't lose anything. He knows deep in his heart he's the liar. He's only entitled to 100. I'll say 200. What do I have to lose? Maybe they'll believe me. Maybe I'm better looking. Who knows what? Maybe they'll believe me and I'll walk out with the extra 100. So what am I going to do? So Rabbi Yossi says, we're not rewarding you. We're not going to, well, maybe you'll get it. No. You come in with a lie like that, you get zero. That's what we said. Tosfos, it's an incentive not to do that. You're not even going to walk out with your own 100. Makes a lot of sense. It's a lot of, right, that's why I said over that Tosfos, because, look at the stuff in the back. I try to say things that really hit home. Maybe he's going to say, I'm going to lose it all. I'm not going to be foolish. I'm going to lose it all. I want my $100 back. What if it's $1 million? You lose $1 million because he's trying to steal? No, people will think twice before they do that. Right? Alma, by the fact that we go through this whole thing, and by the fact that when we have a suffix, the Tanakhama holds, we are willing to shell out what everyone certainly owns, $100. From Alma's, what do you see? Misfeka, when we have a suffix, what to do with money? Mafkina and Mimona, we give the money out. In other words, not the suffix part, but the vadai part we give out. V'lo amrin, and we don't say uki mimona b'cheskas mare, that the money stays where it is. Where's the money? Where should the money stay? It should stay by the shomer. Now, what's the shomer going to do with it? He'll wait till Yahu Navi. But we don't say that. Why? Because we give the guy each one of them 100. Vermini, wait a minute. But we just in that's the first case of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah continued, and it said shnayim sheif kidu etzel echad zemone v'zemasayim. Right? The first case was where a guy walks into Beis Din and says, I stole, I don't know who I stole from. He pays everybody. Why does he pay everybody? Says the Gemara. But what do you see from here? That mammon, that's a suffik, you shell out, you give it out, you pay. But in the second case in the Mishnah, Zemana Vazemasayim, Zemar Shali Masayim, Zemar Shali Masayim, Nosal Zemana Vazemana, Vashaye Munachat Shevel Yahu. Why don't he pay each of them 200? Why don't he pay each of them 200? It's a little bit of a funny question. Right? Why don't you pay each of them 200? One of them is right. If I had the case of the theft, we do that. Talk about the case of the picardon, we don't do that. What's the answer? Says the Gemara, Amalei, picardon, agazel karamis? What, you're trying to bring me a raya from, you're trying to bring me a comparison between gazela and a picardon? Gazel, what is a gazela, the avarisura? You stole. You're a thief. Therefore, kansuhu rabbanan. The rabbanan made a kenas on you. You made a kenas on you. You stole. You don't remember who you stole from. You have to pay it back. You don't know. You're not sure who. Pay both of them. What can I tell you? Pikadon, but a pikadon, the lo avari sura. You didn't do an iser. Two people ran in. They gave you items, and you forgot who owns what. You didn't do an avira. Therefore, lo kansuhu rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't make a gzera. No kenas.
One of the ones he stole from says, I think it was me
They talk about that case. What if it's Edom? Talk about that case. What if he says? We're going to get to that on another base. We're assuming now that they are Shema and you're also a Shema. We're going to get another base. What if one of them is a Bari? We'll get to that. Now, that makes a lot of sense. Well, it's a case of Gneva, Agzela, then we're more strict. If it's a case of a Pikadon, we're not so strict. But there was another case in the Mishnah where it was a case of a Pikadon, and we were just as strict. What was that case? The fathers. A guy says, one of your fathers dropped off a gold watch by me. I don't know who. I don't know which one it was. What does the Mishnah say? You pay each guy a gold watch. So that doesn't make any sense. That's a Pikadon. Why are we being so machmir? It's a Pikadon. So, Verami Pikadon, not Pikadon. That's a stira. We're going to flush it out in a minute. There's a stira between Pikadon and Pikadon. By the way, not only that, Verami Gezel a Gezel. It's even a stira from Gezel to Gezel. That's a different, our Mishnah here, and a Mishnah in Yevamos. Before we get to that one, Pikadon a Pikadon, where is there a stira in our Mishnah with the cases of Pikadon? Diktani Resha. The Resha said, O Aviv Shel Echad Mikem Hifkid Etzlimana. If one of your fathers dropped off an item, and I don't know which one it was. I don't know if it was your father. The any idea, Ezehu. So what did the Mishnah say? No sin lezemana v'lezemana. You pay each one. That's not an Aveira. No one's in Aveira here. Why are you paying each one? It should be, I have a suffix. V'remenu, wait a minute. Shnayim Shev Kidu, two people drop off items. What do we say? Whatever we know for sure you get. Whatever we know for sure, you'll get 100. The third 100, we leave it. We don't make you pay twice. Second way, the case of the fathers, you're paying twice. The stira. No? Amar Rava. Rava says, now you know what's going on here? Resha, the case of the fathers, Nase Kemikshif Kidula Bashne Krichos. They came in with two bundles, which means they came in at two different times. One father came in Tishrei, and one father came in Kislev. So what do you mean you don't know which one is which? Why don't you know? The Rambam says, you write it on the bed. You write it down. How do you not know? You don't know? You're totally negligent. Of course you're supposed to know. You're a shomer. How do you not know? The guy came in 6 months apart. You don't know which one it belongs to? The Havalil Meda. You're supposed to know. You're supposed to check. Sefer, the Sefer of the Mishnah. They all ran in at one shot. The guys are running in. He plops this, he plops that. You have no idea. You don't remember. He didn't do anything wrong. Delo have a medak. There's no way you could know. Kigon, for example, tafkidu tarvayo bahadei adati. They both jumped in together at the same time and dropped stuff down. Besogs mana in one moment. The amaluhu. The shomer could say, ant gufaychu lo kabdisu. You yourselves were makbid. You guys yourselves were makbid. You're running somewhere. You're running to me. You drop these stuff on the floor, on the table. You both run out. You yourselves were makbid to make sure I knew whose is whose. You guys yourselves weren't sure. Adadi on each other. Anapakidna. I should be Machmid. I should know. You yourselves didn't care. You yourselves weren't particular. I should be particular. That's the difference. When the father, that's why the father had to be twice. Why? It's your fault. You should know. That's the case. It's your fault. You don't know which one of the fathers. You're supposed to know. By the case of the second case, where we said that the third mana gets put away, you had no way of knowing. They ran in, they plop it down, they ran out, and you don't know which one was which. Right? Therefore, you're not chayev. Okay? That answer is going to stand. Now, for the rest of the daf, we're going to talk about the following one, the next one. Verami gezel agazel. Now, the stira in cases of gezel. Why? The Kani Hacha, because our Mishnah said, Armel Shnayim, Gadal Tilechen Mikem, I stole from one of you, Ve'ini Adea, Ezen Mikem, I don't know which one, this is totally extra. We don't have to read this part. Oh, Aviv, or Shalechen Mikem, one of your fathers, if Limana left me a mana, Ve'ini Adea, Ezen, I don't know which one, Lozem Mana, Ve'lozem Mana. For many, so you have to pay each one. But we're focusing on the first case, the case of the Gzela. A guy walks into Bez Din and says, I'm a thief, I want to do tshuva now, I stole from one of them, I don't know which one. What do we say? You pay both. V'ramini, wait a minute, there's a mission in Yevamos that says as follows. Gazal echer mechamisha, you stole from one of five people, v'eni adeh ezeh mehem, gazal, and you don't know from which one, you don't remember, Zeh Omer Osi Gazal. Reuven says he stole from me. Zeh Omer Osi Gazal. And Shimon says he stole from me. And Levi says me. And Yehuda says me. And Yisachar says me. They all say me. What do? You pay all five? Tarfet says you do not pay all five. Meniach Gizela Benehem Umistalek. You put it down on the floor and you go home. Let them fight over it. Let them fight over it. Dive Reb Tarfon. That's Reb Tarfon Shita. Right? That's Reb Tarfon. You don't pay all five. Alma, what do you see? Misfeka, when there's a suffix, Lomav Kina Mamona. You don't have to pay everybody. Vamrina, rather we say, Uki Mamona Becheskes Mare. The money stays where it is. In other words, you take that the item, you put it down, and you go home. And let them fight it out. You don't pay all five. Second, when I mission, you pay all five. And in that mission, you don't pay all five. What's the difference? It's a stira. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. By the way, that mission in Yavamas, that's Rav Tarfon Shita. Rav Tarfon says you pay all five. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't pay anybody. Rav Tarfon says you put it down. Rabbi Akiva says you pay all five. Rabbi Akiva says you pay all five. Now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Umi Mai, who told you that Masnitz and Dahaka are Rav Tarfon? Who said this Mishnah is Rav Tarfon? If this Mishnah is not Rav Tarfon, it's not a Stira. Right? Because the Gemara doesn't want to tell you yet that there's a Rabbi Akiva out there. And Rabbi Akiva holds, just like our Mishnah, you pay everybody. So who said this Mishnah is Rav Tarfon? Rav Tarfon Shita was in Yavamas, you put it down and you go home. Who said this Mishnah is Rav Tarfon? Diktani Allah, because we learned regarding that Mishnah over there in Yavamas. Dehahi modi Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon agrees, Rav Tarfon admits, but Omer, in a case, L'shnayim gazalti le'echad mikem, mana, where from one of two people he stole money. He doesn't know which one. And he gets to pay everybody. So Reb Tarfon agrees with our Mishnah. So how could Reb Tarfon, the question really is, Reb Tarfon makes no sense. On the one hand, Reb Tarfon says, in Yavamas, you put it down. And Reb Tarfon has a brisa that says that in the same exact facts as our Mishnah, he holds you pay everybody. So Reb Tarfon, by the way, could be the author of our Mishnah. He could not be. It makes no difference. Either way, Reb Tarfon, it makes no sense. How can on the one hand he hold, when you have one of five people, you put it down? And how can he hold on the other hand that you pay everybody? How can he hold both?
Two cases different.
Why?
One says, is their claiming...
Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. Excellent. That's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara says... So, but Pashtas, Reb Tarfon is very difficult. He sows for himself. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a kash at all. Like Omati said, Hasam, over there, the Katavale. They knock on the door. These five guys knock on the door. By the way, you stole from me. A minute later, you stole from me. That happens five times. What does Reb Tarfon say? Mi'ikar adin, Reb Tarfon holds, you don't have to pay everybody. You only stole once. What do you do with the stolen item? It's sitting in your mantle. You're sitting there. You stole this thing. What do you do with it? You pay everybody? No. You put it there and go home. Let them fight it out. Hacha, but over here, the balatzasi de shemayim. You're coming to do tshuva. You want to do the right thing. You're initiating it. What do? You have to pay everybody. You have no idea. You have a suffix. You want to go through your whole life knowing you have this very hanging over your head? You don't want to. Therefore, sometimes, tshuva cost. It's a good line. Tshuva cost. It costs you to do tshuva. Right? You have to pay both. You want to do the right thing? It's going to cost. The other case, they're knocking you on your door. You have no interest in doing tshuva. You have no interest, then it's enough to just put it down and go home. You want to do tshuva? You have to go, you have to pay the extra guy also. Deka nami. And I'll prove to you that deka nami. Diktani, shahod mi piyatsmo. Shmami na. Yeah, you admit. You're admitting on your own. When you're admitting on your own, then you have to pay everybody. So me'ikar adin, Reb Tarfon holds, you don't have to pay everybody. You don't have to. You put it down, it's enough. Why in our Mishnah and why in that Brisa does Reb Tarfon hold you have to pay everybody? Because you want to do tshuva. Okay, it all fits beautiful. Yeah. Because that's a given. It's a given someone's lying. Therefore, that's an ikar adin. There's no yetzer yedei shamayim. One of four of you are liars. Right. I only stole once.
Correct.
I don't know. I don't know, because he has no interest in doing tshuva. He doesn't care. As far as he's concerned, he would stay with the item the rest of his life. He has no interest.
No, because
they happen to have caught him. They caught him. So now that they caught him, well, now what does he do? Right? One of them says, you stole from me. Right? We're not sure which one. In our case, he wants to do tshuva. You want to do tshuva. You have to pay everybody he stole from. I don't know. What can I tell you?
If he comes. And each one of them claims.
Yes, there's no difference if it's two or five.
Right.
It's no difference how many it is. The question is going to be, like he asked, what about if they're we're assuming now that everybody's a shema. It'll change if they become baris. We're going to get to that number base. I'm bari, right? I'm bari. Hey, I'm not bari. I don't know. We'll get to that number base. You know, what's the difference if it's two or five? That makes no difference. When you want to do tshuva, it's going to cost you. Now, you don't want to do tshuva, it's not going to cost you. You're not interested in tshuva. What are you interested in doing? Give them at the item. You give them at the item, put it there, let them fight it out. Okay? Now, Amar Mar. We just said a minute ago, Hasam, in the case of Yevamos, the Katavile, they are tainaing, they knock on the door. And they taina. The Halah and the Gazlin, Matan, what does he say? Does he stand there like a goyim? Does he argue? What's going on here? What does he say? What's his response to this? So, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Halah Shosek, he's quiet. Rav Masna Amar Rav, Halah Tzaveach. No, he's disputing it. I don't owe you. I didn't steal from you. He's disputing it. Manda Amar Halah Tzaveach. Don't know if he's arguing. He's shouting, really. Aval Shtika Kohoda. If he would be silent, then he's admitting it. Umanda Omar Halashosek Shtizik Dahacha Lav Kodahu. Now, shtik is not like Hodah. Not in this case. Normally it is. Are you quiet? Normally that's a silence is admission. Not here. You know why? Matzi Amale, because he could say, Haid ish tishtiki, lekol chad v'chad. You know why I was quiet each time? Damina, because I said to myself, Dilma Hayhu. Maybe this is the guy. Right, Reuven knocks on the door. He stole from me. Looking. Could be, you know. Interesting. Could be this is the guy. Shimon comes. Doesn't say anything. Maybe it's him now. Levi comes. Oh, could be. Maybe it's him. Every time they came to the door, you're looking. Is this the guy? That doesn't mean you're admitting it. Doesn't mean you're admitting it. Not at all. It just means you're wondering to yourself. Maybe this is the guy. I don't know. You have no clue. Is it admission? Of course not. So therefore, that's the last we're going to discuss about this issue. Now we go back to the meat of the issue. Amar Mar, we said that what do you do in the case of Yevamos with the five victims? Meniach kizela b'neimu mistalek. You put it down, you go home. V'shakli lei, v'shakli la kulu v'ozli, and it's a kasha. V'shakli la kula v'azla, you just put it there and you go home? Is that really true? Just put it down? It can't be. V'amar of Abba Barzav to Amar Rav, kol safek hinuach. Let's say you're walking down the street and you see an item on the floor. And you have a suffix. It looks like there's a little bit of evidence that this item was put here on purpose. It was put here on purpose because maybe the owner's going to come back for it. It doesn't really look like a metziah. It looks like it's put here on purpose. So the halacha is lechachilo lo yital. Don't take it. V'im yital, and if you do v'im nal, if you did take it, lo yachli, you can't return it to anybody because we're not sure if you're the original owner or not. There's no simanim. So how on earth can this gazlin put it down, and then they're going to fight over it? He can't put it down. He's not allowed to put it down in a situation where no one can pick it up then. Only the real owner can pick it up. So how can they be fighting over it? You're not allowed to do that. So Amar of Safra? No, that means V'yiniach. What it means is, V'yiniach means either you bring it to Besdin, or you hold it till Yehovah Hanavi comes. Ein Echanavi, you don't put it there and they fight over it. That you can't do. Either you bring it to V'yiniach means you bring it to Besdin. Besdin, here it is. One of them can prove it's theirs, call it a vote. If not, it's going to sit here till Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Or, he puts it in his own vault till Eliyahu HaNavi comes. That's how you put it down. You don't put it down. That's for sure not. You don't put it down. What do you do with it? You wait. One of them's going to have a raya, call a kavod. I'm only Abaye l'Rava. Abaye says to Rava, Mi Amar Rabbi Akiva. Did Rabbi Akiva really say about that Mishnah there in Yevamos? Rabbi Akiva said, Lo zu haderech. This is not the way. Motzi aso midei aveira. That's not the way to get a guy out of doing an Aveira. To put it down, or not even to put it down. To wait till Yehovah Novi comes? Nobody gets it. Until every single one of the five has to be paid. Rabbi Akiva has what's called forced tshuva. We're going to force you to do tshuva. You don't want to? Too bad on you. We're going to force you to do tshuva, and we're going to make you pay out all five. Alma, what do you see from Rabbi Akiva? Misfeka, from a suffek, nafkin and mimona. We will take the money out. V'lom rinan, and we don't say uk your money becheskas mori. The money stays where it is. Right? We don't say that. V'rimini, wait a minute. What about the following case? Nafal habayit alav yal imo. There's a mother and a son in a house, and the house collapses, and unfortunately they both die. But who died first? If the mother died first, then the son yarshins everything that the mother owned. And then if the son died, his children yarshin everything. If the son died first, a mother doesn't yarshin a son. The mother's relatives will yarshin her estate. So the mother's relatives say, son died first. Right? So when the son died, nothing of his items get yarshin to the mother. They go to the son's relatives. Then the mother died. Now we have something to inherit. The son's relatives say, the mother died first. Therefore, all her stuff went to the son. And then the son died, and everything goes to his children. Okay? We don't know who died first. We have no idea. It's a suffix. So, nafa habayit alav yal imo, when the house fell on the mother and the son, Yarshi haben omrim, the sons Yarshim say, ha'ein mesa rishona, the mother died first. The Yarshi ha'ein omrim, and the Yarshim of the mother say, haben mesa rishona, the son died first. What do you do? Now, elu ve'elu, these and these, who's these and these, both, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who have a dispute about this in other areas of halacha. In other words, when there's a father and a son, there might be a machlokes, whether it's yachloku, or you leave everything status quo, whatever Beis Shammai and Hillel argue about. But modim, they both agree over here, sheyachloku, they split it 50-50. The Amar Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, moda ani bezu, I agree here, in this case, of the mother and the son, Shahanachasim bichetkasan. Everything stays status quo. So how come, in this case, in this suffix, Rabbi Akiva says, everything stays status quo? In other words, we don't say anybody yarshins anybody. That's basically what it means. How come he says that here by this suffix? And by the suffix of stealing from one of five, he makes you pay everybody. What's the difference? Rashi has a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, moda ani bezu. I agree here. Afal pi sha'ani, I'm sorry, she'eni, Mishel Beis Shammai, even though I'm not a Talmud of Beis Shammai, v'omer b'shar ha'nefilos yachloku, right? Bezu ani moda l'Beis Hillel. I'm sorry, is it she'afal pi sha'ani, Mishel Beis Shammai? I'm a Talmud of Beis Shammai? Is it Bekiva Talmud of Beis Shammai? That's a pretty fascinating thing, if that's true. Okay, this is a side point. That's food for thought. Think about that. Is it Bekiva Talmud of Beis Shammai? He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. No? I'm sorry, he's a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Interesting. That's a Rabbi Elazar that was a Shemuti, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Right. Right, so even though that's what it says, right? Afal pi, sha'ani, Mishel Beis Shammai. I'm a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Here I agree with Beis Hillel. Dech local. Right? Fascinating. Okay. So getting back, why does Rekiv over here say that the suffix, you leave everything where it is, but by the suffix of the 1 and 5, we don't say that at all. So, Amalei, no, Chasam, by the case of the Yerusha, Shema v'Shema. It's a Shema and a Shema. The mother we have no idea, and the son we have no idea. They're both suffix. So we have no idea what to do. Suffix on both sides, on all sides. But Gatel Echad Mechamisha, but when it's 1 and 5, Bari v'Shema. There's a Bari here. I know you stole from me. They're Bari. Bari beats a Shema, therefore you have to pay all five. But wait a minute, says the Gemara. Wait a minute. For Masnis and Dahacha, but the Mishnah over here, Amar l'Shamar said, L'Shayim Gadal Tel Echad Mechem. Mana. The Shema v'Shema who? Everyone's a Shema. In other words, both of these guys, I don't know, you stole from me, I didn't know that. Vikartani, and it says, Nosin l'Zemana v'l'Zemana. It's for each, for everybody. Shema v'Shem also, says the Gemara, who reminds Rabbi Akiva, how do you know this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? Didn't we say number alpha is a tarfin? Right? So the Gemara says, no. The Kani Allah Dahi Moder of Tarfin, since the Bryce has said on Amman Al, that Rab Tarfin admitted, Ba'omer L'Shaim Gatal Delechem Mikam, Mon, Evan Delechem Mikam, Laman Moda. Who did he admit to? Must be he admitted to Rabbi Akiva Bar Plute. He admitted to Rabbi Akiva. Now, Umayda Shema V'Shema Hu, how do you know it's Shema V'Shema? Maybe these guys are Bari. So Chada, first of all, the local turned to open herself. Nobody knocked on the door. Nobody claimed the thing. He's the one who initiated it. Why? Because no one had any clue. But also, Hatani Rav Chiya, Zeh Omer Eni Yadeya, Zeh Omer Eni Yadeya, Zeh Omer Eni Yadeya, Zeh Omer, nobody knows. Nobody knows. So nobody's a Bari. Right? Everyone's Shema. So, what's the difference? So Gemara says, we already said, Hokinaled, V'vod Allah says, Deshemayim. You're right, we already said it. The difference is, here you're doing Tshuva. Exactly. That's the difference. It's no different. Kashnan Rabbi Akiva. Why? Here you're doing Tshuva. Let's get to the two dots. Now, one more thing. Amalei Ravina Lervashi. When we Amar Rava Kol B'Shtei Krichot Havel LeMeidak, did Rava really say that when you come in two different times, the Shomer has a duty to know what's flying? Amar Rava, V'Tem Rav Papa, Hakol Mod Demishlayim Shef Kidu Eitzel Roeh, that when two people come and deposit sheep by a shepherd, that Sheminiach Roeh B'Neim Mustalek, that the shepherd's not sure what happened, that you can just put the money, you put the sheep there and you walk away, and you don't have to pay everybody, says the Gemara. Amalei, no, Hasam Shefkidi Be'edro, Shalro, Shalomi Daito. No, you didn't tell the shepherd you put the animals there. How's the shepherd supposed to know? The shepherd has no clue. Shepherd has no clue, therefore he can't be faulted. Therefore, in that case, it's good enough to just put it down. But in the other case, it would not be good enough, and therefore, if a taka would be two krichos coming at two different times, the shomer has a duty. Okay, the shomer had the duty, he had no clue. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.